If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There is no second best crypto asset.
I respect you, and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF.
And welcome to JFG tonight. We have a super chat already.
JF, if someone observed your home and lifestyle but never heard you speak, write, or listen to the French language, would they be able to tell your Quebecois? What would be some smaller clues and what would be the dead giveaways?
Without the language, let me check my sound here. Hello. Without the language... Yeah, I if they knew about the Quebecois mindset, I think they would capture this kind of quirkiness of the Quebecois person. If you know deeply about how French people ultimately care less about life and they're willing to entertain crazy ideas, I think there would be giveaways. I don't think you would notice in just me brooming the floor or preparing food. Ah! But I think you would notice in my attitude with life. I think I have a very Quebecois outlook on life. And if you weren't hearing my accent, you might notice it in the way I approach the things of the everyday. GM for the people says someone should remind coach that you have appreciation for someone, not to them. It was a misspeak of CRP that I have captured in history and made it my intro music. We are waiting the State of the Union, which will come at 9 p.m. Eastern time. Tonight, Trump will be giving the State of the Union. I don't expect anything fascinating about it. I think the Democrats are probably going to be working very hard not to look stupid, because I think they will get the message internally that we don't want to look like the low-class, revolted teenagers that we looked like in the last States of the Unions recently. So I think they will all get the memo that stay calm and just applaud and just let it go. Now, knowing that there is some degree of dissent within the Democrat Party, there might be these more militant Democrats that will make their crises and they will do some protest and maybe get kicked out. That's basically what I expect. I expect a tame discourse and a tame reply on the Democrat side, because they probably will be on their best behavior to look more professional and more like a party of leadership rather than an activist party, because you don't win votes by being with the extremes of your own side. RFH is giving us a perfect illustration of what I've been saying for a couple of months, maybe years. There is a terrorism problem, basically, a vandalism criminality problem in females. They really want to destroy civilization. So someone was saying, so despite the data, you're against civilization continuing if you don't feel like it's fair. And RFH was responding to this. I don't want civilization to exist if it treats me like shit. Yes, I would rather it end. This is an illustration of what's going on the feminism side. and even all feminists, including RFH, they feel, for unjustified reason, really, because current society actually advantages female. But they feel that they have these historical claims against civilization, and they want to destroy civilization as a result. That is why all of the self-destructive behavior of the left makes sense in that lens. It makes sense that they want to release criminals on the streets. It makes sense that they are adopting antisocial revolutionary behavior and aggressive behaviors against agents of the state. They really want to crash civilization. And it makes sense that they want to make even themselves the bottleneck of reproduction for the next generation. When you see it that way, they have adhered to an ideological quest, just like the kamikaze. The kamikaze, it makes sense for him to sacrifice his life to damage the enemy. Women have been raised in our modern times. They have been raised to hate civilization. And they have been raised on a mentality, the same kind of mentality you would raise a terrorist with, which is hate society, you want to hurt people, you want to destroy it. Since you can't have it, no one can have it. That is the fundamental mentality of feminism, and RFH is just laying out explicitly what it is. They also, when they're in business, they do this kind of advertising. If you support ICE, I'm not the realtor for you. So they want to create these cities that are basically clubs for leftism. They want to use their own capacity to hurt themselves financially. Like, this realtor will not be selling a house to a Trump supporter because they deport people. And that is another aspect of the female mentality, the female fight against civilization. They are willing to pay the cost with their own business line, pay the cost to ensure conformity, cognitive conformity within the city. I'm not selling you houses because you're a right winger. The Silver Fox was announcing to me, I asked my dad to buy me the revolutionary phenotype for my birthday. Excellent decision, the Silver Fox. The revolutionary phenotype. How many years are we after? We are going to celebrate the 8 years of the revolutionary phenotype this December. So, 8 years, and it is still a valid theory of biology. 8 years of people ignoring this theory. And I'm going to just be... I'm going to be speaking on the internet all my life until I die, reminding people that the accurate theory of the emergence of life, of the descent of viruses, of the transition from RNA to DNA, is right here. And everyone is acting like it doesn't exist. Right here. The absolute cap on biology. And since 2018, we've heard nothing. We've heard nothing good from the rest of biology. Literally, the revolutionary phenotype stands alone. It stands alone as a final word on biology. There's not going to be a discovery next year. There's not going to be a discovery in 20 years. There's not going to be a discovery in 50 years from now that supplants this. And yet, all of the biologists, the public speakers, the public thinkers, they're all ignoring it intentionally. Intentionally, they're not reading it intentionally. That is quite disappointing. Quite disappointing, because when I rose as a YouTuber, there used to be this belief that the public space would would be a place of exchange and of progress, but instead it has become this disgusting circle jerk where people are self-promoting among networks of self-promotion. They're not engaging with new arguments. Gen X Catholic says, I have my copy signed by Papa no less. Well, great to hear, great to hear. Professor Stephen Hawking seen grinning from ear to ear, sandwiched between two bikini-clad women in latest jaw-dropping Epstein Files photo. Well, we had these pictures before. Sometimes the Daily Mail is putting old news. I remember we had these pictures, I think. But yeah, it's funny. Jeffrey Epstein sending his ladies to satisfy Stephen Hawking. Stephen must have had moments of joy before dying. François Garceau says, Hi Jeff, I just found out your book on Audible, read by you, my next audiobook. Well, you definitely want to read The Revolutionary Phenotype or listen to the audiobook. Still the most important statement in biology since Charles Darwin. I claim as much. There's Charles Darwin, and then there's JF. No one has seen what I've seen in terms of the ancestry of viruses. No one has ever developed a theory that explains why. Why would there be a transition from RNA to DNA? I mean, everyone agrees that there is, but why? And what does it tell us generally? Like, and what this book shows ultimately is that the transition from RNA to DNA is not an event. It's a class of event. These things can happen again and again. And every time they happen, you gain a genetic layer. That's what it is. And the reason we have three genetic layers is that we had three phenotypic revolutions. And if we continue in this direction, we will have a fort. We will have a fort with AI becoming the fourth layer of our genetic code. And we will be enscound and absorbed into a computer-based life form and turned into slaves the same way the viruses were turned into enemies to be rejected from the body. Our food is fake. In America, parents are furious after discovering that Kraft mac and cheese contains zero cheese, 47 ingredients legally classified as a cheese sauce mix. One box of mac starts as liquid cheese waste prey, dried bulk with corn syrup and lubed with palm oil, creating this artificial substitute, and it gets worse. Well, I mean, like, what did you expect? You're buying these boxes at Walmart for 60 cents. The chances that there would be much cheese left in there were kind of low. Yeah, I mean, if you eat Kraft dinner, you don't have a right to complain. You have to accept your fate or change to something else. I don't think it's super bad. I've not eaten Kraft dinner for decades. But when you get the Annie's, for example, with old cheddar taste, that is good stuff. I mean, it tastes good. Now, I don't eat this with the delusion that it's going to be healthy or that even it's going to be cheese. I eat this if I want a quick meal, and you get to kind of an aged cheddar kind of feel. François Garceau says, lol, in the Audible description, there is a trigger warning about JF French's accent. Yeah, I put this there because I didn't know. You know, when you're an author, some of you guys know me, but someone out there may just buy the book, you know, who doesn't know me. And I was like, I still want to warn these people. Look, it's going to be a French guy reading this book. Humboldt says, this caught my eye for two reasons, that Denmark and Sweden had some of the highest suicide rates at a time in the 60s when their welfare state may have been at its peak, with hardly any Auslander nuisance. But more odd, a mensch could get grants to do 4 years of psychoanalytic research. Yeah. I had seen these suicide statistics in these Nordic countries are quite interesting. And I do think it's linked to a world that has changed too fast, a world that has become too socialized, too based around socialism and social welfare. I don't think you need the immigrant part of the story to explain this rise. I think when you build a big welfare state, it creates a lot of despair and a lot of injustices, and it destroys meritocracy a lot. And it probably is very anti-male to begin with. And probably the result statistically is there's a lot of men's lives destroyed. GM for the People says, by the way, JF, Korean women are beautiful because the Goryeo were dirty hippies and everything went to shit. Then the Joseon took over, hard-assed it, pinched all the babes and bred them hard. Okay, we get a little piece of history of Korea that I didn't know about. Good to know. Robert Garcia, I'm so annoyed about these Epstein survivors. If you get raped, ladies, go to the police station immediately. Don't go 15 years later when your rapist is dead. That's not the moment.
Be clear, we have a survivor that made serious allegations against the president.
And they're trying to, these serious allegations, credible allegations. It's like an anonymous 13-year-old who claimed, someone claimed that she got raped, and we're supposed to believe this. We're supposed to believe this without any sort of justice process, just the belief, just the feeling.
Clearly, the FBI participated in some interviews and discussions with this survivor.
It's not a survivor. It's just one more deluded woman. That's the problem.
Looking at the DOJ documents, there is...
So if I'm the FBI and I go interview this girl and I realize in the interview, holy shit, she's deluded. Nothing makes sense. So what do I do as the FBI? Well, I close the investigation. This is probably what's been happening. If there were serious facts allowing to prove this in court, we would have seen a trial.
A manifest or a list of documents and interviews that this survivor participated in.
Okay, so it's not because the FBI interviews a deluded woman that the facts become true. See how he justifies everything by... Oh, well, credible allegations. Oh, well, there were interviews. Okay. I can give you a million interviews with a million deluded women. You're not going to get a single fact from them.
And that should be made available to the Congress as part of the document file.
And he wants it to be available to the Congress. Why? Because he wants to ride on the allegation without having proven it.
Search. Some of those documents and interviews we've had access to, but there's a series of documents and it would appear to be possible interviews that the FBI conducted with the survivor.
So now we got possible interviews about perhaps allegations
that are actually missing, that we don't have access to.
And well, it's better that they stay missing.
And to remind the public, We're viewing unredacted documents that the DOJ has in their possession. I'm very aware of the survivor, and why these documents are missing is a critical question right now for the DOJ.
It's because the general public doesn't need to be exposed to the deluded ramblings of a woman in some interview. What the general public needs to know is what passes the standard of demonstrated beyond reasonable doubt in front of a jury of your peer, which, by the way, the peers are retarded, so it's not even that high of a threshold. Tyler Oliveira reports that he has lost his Patreon. This page has been removed. It's weird what's happening at Patreon. It's not clear to me. What's the state of censorship at Patreon? Because even in my early days, I survived. My Patreon always survived while everyone was getting nuked. Now, I've kept a small Patreon. Now, the biggest part of the support is now on Subscribestar and here on the channel through Super Chats and memberships. But for some reason, they have never nuked my Patreon. But there are other people who... It seems pretty random. It seems random how whether you get banned from Patreon. Frank Luther Graham says the survivor is free to go to the press. What gives? Exactly. It's like you want to make this a public smearing opportunities. If she feels that she has been denied justice by the FBI, and she has facts that would... I mean, she doesn't even need facts to convince the left. I mean, can you imagine how much of a star she could become if she wanted? When they stay silent like this, something tells me they get some people around them to counsel them. Look, you're deluded. You sound deluded. You might want to shut the fuck up because it's not going to look good once you start making public statements. And people can verify against your claim. When was this? How did it happen? We don't have any capacity to verify precisely because the left, CNN and all, they're playing this game of we want the allegations. We want the interview. We want to see everything. Well, I'm against this. I'm against transparency to the point where we expose the general public to obvious delusions. Real Candace Owen is evil, says Ben Shapiro. We're going to look at her trailer. It's pretty exciting. It's so hilarious, this quest of vengeance that Candace is on. I love the venomous aspect of it. King Morty says, Jeff, what has happened to Styx? I don't know what happened with him. I know last time I got news about him, he was getting arrested. And he was dressed in a pirate suit. That's literally all I know. Did he get released? I don't know. I know that it is very apparent to me that he has been targeted by some injustice, probably some delusional woman trying to cause troubles in his life. Pretty clear to me. Because I've been around, I've seen the cycle, you know. But in his case, I don't know where he's at. I don't know if he's out of jail. Is he still in? That is so sad because they keep sending these women at us. It's like, which is why you need to breed them immediately. It's because if I'm gonna invest risks in my life, I need a trade-off. I need something. So it's like immediate insemination, continued insemination, because at any point, these women from inside your house, they can cause troubles. First, they can cause trouble because of their psychiatric instability. But second, they can bring the police in. They can bring the CPS in. So I don't know what trade-off Styx had to deal with there, but it does look like just a classical woman gets in your life and she seems very kind to you, but she executes a plan onto you and she she gets false allegations against you as soon as she has the opportunity. Ty Rogerson says, when you dress as a pirate, losing a tooth is just getting in character. I guess.
Candace Owens, as you may have heard me refer at the top of the show, is an evil, twisted human being. Now, the reason I say that today is because
I think that's a proper description of a lot of women anyways. But yeah, I think but Candace is putting her venomous nature to good use. So I kind of like this. I think it's a clever play on the female genre. It's like Candace is on a path of destruction, but she's on that path and producing good questioning and exposing certain angles that were not addressed by official investigations and other media. So I say go for it.
Candace has spent the last several months attacking the widow of Charlie Kirk, Erica Kirk. It took her just a few days after Charlie's sick murder in order to start casting aspersions at Turning Point USA, people who worked there all the way up to the highest levels, up to and including Erica Kirk. She was doing that very, very quickly, and she's been doing it.
King Morty says, apparently he abandoned his wife and child. Well, I don't know. That's a framing already, so I wouldn't believe that until I would speak to Styx. The fact is that in the current hostile environment against males, sometimes a man, just to self-protect, has to leave, and it's not necessarily abandoning. What it can mean is that there are injustices being an abuse perpetrated against the male, and the male knows that he cannot get justice in family court, and so he has no choice but to run away. Plapides says there is a new trend where women voluntarily give their husbands power of attorney as a way of signaling that they are committed. Does this protect men's rights in their marriage better than prenup? Not if you reach the point of divorce. But power of attorney is very, very good if your separated or divorced wife happens to be disappeared after she leaves you. So that's the situation in which power of attorney becomes critical. It's not going to help you in a divorce because unless... You might have a little edge in the sense that maybe you have a week where she doesn't cancel the power of attorney, and maybe you can do some moves on bank accounts and properties and stuff. But generally, the power of attorney, where it will come critical, is when she gets raped and put in a ditch by an Indian trucker. Now, that power of attorney is quite critical. Farzin says, Jeff, you need to watch some of Styx's latest content. He has hit rock bottom. Well, I don't know. I would have to watch. Tell me, what is rock bottom about his stuff? Because I haven't watched his stuff for years. What is the rock bottom that he has hit? Because there are periods of time in a creator's life where it's very hard to maintain creativity and original thinking, and especially the destructive aspect on personal life that it is to be a YouTuber. You get drained from every part of your personal life, and then on top of it, you have to create and think. So I fully understand that there are moments of hitting rock bottom. But you know what I respect? You know what I respect in creators? It's those creators who do their full rock bottom publicly. You know, it's very easy to, I'm in depression, I'm through a divorce, I'm going to disappear from the internet for 5 years. But a true creator... A true creator stays, stays and keeps streaming. Now, someone is saying, Jeff, just look at his thumbnails. You'll see that he's not doing well. Okay, well, let's have a look. I've not been digging Sticks and Exenhammer for... Okay, well... I mean, to me, this looks like Sticks content, honestly. It's... Of course... So, let's see. Trump imposes a global tariff, bypassing SCOTUS and causing havoc. And there he is in his usual Sticks Exenhammer style. Trump wants to declassify UFO papers. Boneless wings are indeed still wings. Ha ha ha.
The United States, we have an interesting court case here. Yes, believe it or not, they had to have a federal court case. I'm not shitting you when I'm telling this to you. As we wait for the State of the Union, I'll be making some spaghetti later. Speaking of food, though, they needed a federal court case in order to determine whether boneless wings were still chicken wings. Yeah, this is real. This is not.
Look, I understand that what you guys are saying. This is not the Sticks of top delivery of a million views per videos of 10 years ago, but this is Sticks also. You know, I think. First, you have to acknowledge that he seems to have lost a tooth. So if he has lost a tooth, his speech patterns will sound like lisping, and they may just be related to that lost tooth. So it's not necessarily a sign that he's lisping because he's on drug or alcohol. But even if he was on drug or alcohol, that would still be Sticks. I mean, it's like, I'm not... This is within the range of what I expect from Sticks. Now, of course, he's less prepared. It's less professional. He's on a bed and all. But Sticks has been for years streaming ranging from professional commentary to just very drunk uncle type of, here are my thoughts. And now he seems to be in that field right now. So respect this, I say. Like, you get Sticks. You get the real guy. This is what the internet has always been about. This is why I have respect for people like Sticks, and I don't for the newcomers. The newcomers of the internet are shit. When I look at this video, what I get, at least, is still the real Sticks delivering his real beliefs in his real style.
Not joke story or anything like that. This is an actual legal case that was waged. They had to have a federal court case to determine, yeah, indeed, it's still a wing even if the bone's not inside it. Now, I will weigh in on this from the foodie standpoint. I like to cook. I'm going to be making spaghetti later. I made Greek pasta earlier. I've made soups recently, among many other things. I love to cook. I absolutely adore cooking. It's one of my hobbies. I got the latent chef gene from my father. He was a chef for 35 years. He can cook really well. His tomato basil will not be rivaled, not easily. His potato leek is also right up there.
But yeah, that doesn't alarm me, so I would reject your interpretation, and I would tell you, okay, that's an older Sticks in a maybe less professional commentary position, but do you expect people to deliver for 60 years like news broadcast people? This is not what the internet is about. Certainly not what Sticks is about. What I see is a Sticks that is simply older and missing a tooth. And he's being more relaxed. He's being more relaxed in his commentary. Well, good for him, good for everyone. And if you don't like it, just don't watch it. Let's keep watching Ben Shapiro.
For months. I mean, truly for months. I mean, yesterday, she came out with something that she had announced she was doing, which is a series. This is a trailer for a series, a teaser trailer. Personalities too, but of...
So let's have a look at the trailer that he's talking about. I find this hilarious. It's like horror movie Erica Kirk with her bright eyes.
President Trump says that Kirk has died after he was shot from a nearby building.
After being shot at Utah Valley University.
The great and even legendary Charlie Kirk is dead.
The cries of this widow will echo around the world like a battle cry.
I didn't even get to give him a kiss goodbye.
That young man. I forgive him.
It's so... shiny. It's like Amityville type of movies, you know, where the young children, they have white eyes and they're like, it's like glowing. She's glowing some magic stuff. It looks like cartoonish almost.
Take your time.
Erica Kirk has been named the new CEO of Turning Point USA.
My husband's dead. Like, I'm not trying to be morbid, but he's dead.
It's weird to say excited.
Describes her husband's funeral as the event of the century. Merch hats.
We have 50,000 plus hat orders.
Nobody knows why she's out there in a glittering pantsuit in a recreated tent that her husband tragically was murdered in, throwing merch out.
Everyone grieves differently, so if someone's acting weird, don't read into that.
Zionists, the Prime Minister of Israel, all lied through their teeth about Charlie Kirk.
Her operation was in constant.
All right, that sounds very exciting. It's going to be, I guess, a series of stream where Candace is probably concentrating more on the Erica Kirk angle, because she's been leaving Erica Kirk out of most of this. She's been talking about Egyptian planes and trying to raise doubts about the legitimacy of TPUSA and the investigation. But I think now she's added full frontal for Erica Kirk. And I like, this is going to be explosive. You have to respect the show business knowledge of Kenta.
The epicenter of Romania's trafficking scandal.
Weird conversations to have with a 15-year-old. I'm going to touch your butt.
$8.6 million to their own shell company. What is going on?
We have nothing to hide.
We have nothing to hide. And the picture of Erica Kirk in bikini and then with a gun
was in Constanta, the epicenter of Romania's trafficking scandal.
Weird conversations to have.
I want to isolate this picture.
With a 15-year-old, I'm going to touch your butt.
$8.6 million to their own shell company.
What is
going on?
We have nothing to hide.
There it is. Erica Kirk with the army, becoming a sniper, training as an agent. What the fuck is going on with this girl?
My aunt used to tell me, never do something that you don't want on the front page of a newspaper.
An investigative series, Bride of Charlie. This is genius. Genius marketing by Candace, and she gets free coverage by Ben Shapiro. I mean, you gotta admire this. I think, yeah, there's so much things that are bizarre about this Erica Kirk thing. Now, I wouldn't investigate this because it's like, bizarre is not enough. It's not enough to justify changing the view of the investigation. And down the line, it doesn't matter whether Erica Kirk has acted in bizarre ways. What truly matters to me is what is the route that led to the assassination happening. And yeah, but yeah, I mean, it's certainly going to be eye-catching to be talking about Erica Kirk, because everyone has found this very bizarre, very bizarre. This fireworks attitude. Now, as Nick Fuentes has been pointing out before, it's probably true that Charlie Kirk would have loved it that way. So it's like, yeah, fair enough. Charlie Kirk would probably have wanted the fireworks and the merch, and that's how he would see it. Plepida says, who would you let babysit your kids? Candace or Erica? Oh, that's a tough question, bro. Oh, no, you are torturing me there. You're torturing me. That is not fair. There must be a way I can flee the possibility of any of these two women taking care of my kids. Bro, I don't know what I would do. Candace kind of has a good heart. But if she goes in the right direction and she starts thinking these kids maybe were in some military meeting, maybe they were seen by someone in the place they shouldn't have been, then it's like there's no chance for my kids. But on the other hand, Erica Kirk, trusting Erica Kirk with my children, and now they might get involved in trafficked in some Ukrainian childcare fraud of some scheme or some sort. I wouldn't want to choose this. No, I would do everything in my living power to escape that situation. I would die trying to avoid it. Plepida says, Erica might actually traffic your kids. Yeah, so this is where it's like, well, the big danger with Candace is if she goes paranoid. If she goes paranoid on the kids and they become the enemy, it's like, oh, now what would she do? I mean, whereas with Erica Kirk, maybe you have a chance to find your kids again in a Ukrainian brothel or something. At least the kids aren't dead with Erica Kirk. That's the relief. But I don't know. You've asked me a tough question. Breaking news. BRICS affiliated media outlets report that the real reason the USS Gerald Ford had to dock in Crete was due to an outbreak of mutiny aboard the ship, with sailors actively sabotaging sewage systems due to being at sea approaching an unprecedented 300 days. Okay, so that could be the explanation. I can't verify, but that would be an explanation for why this American ship. We started getting photos recently, and people were complaining that there was shit coming out of the toilet, and maybe it's a deliberate sabotage to impose return to home by sailors who are getting tired. That hey, we've been basically on this ship for a year. We want to go back to our wives, inseminate our wives. So what do? Well, you sabotage the ship, so there's no choice to return. That may be the case. I don't know. GM for the People says, yeah, there are big problems with shitters on board. Okay. I had never realized. Probably because I'll never be on a ship ever. And I've never been really on a ship except when I was in elementary school, where we did a little ship trip, and then maybe once as a teenager. I had not realized that you need a toilet system that is kind of an internal sewage system, probably to respect rules and regulations. You need to contain all of this in a tank, I guess, and empty your tanks when you're at docks. Those are aspects of logistics that I had not considered before. Multiple women are reporting in Texas. They're saying that their voter registration is in suspense, meaning that somebody challenged their voter registration.
So after I post this yesterday, a lot of people are asking me what happened. So basically, I go in there to vote like I always have throughout my whole life. This is the exact same polling place I went to in 2024 to vote. I hadn't changed my address.
This TikTok speech is annoying. It's like, I've never really adhered to the TikTok thing, but see how she speaks? Now, this was the place that I was going for all my life. In fact, it was the very booth. And then they cut and they compress their speech. It's TikTok clipping that I call this. It's so annoying to me because it's deliberately formatted for another world of people with low attention span.
Yes, I haven't done anything differently than my...
And it's like the words have to be written on the screen so that the video memes on TikTok.
My husband. When I go to vote, they said my voter registration was in suspense. For those that don't know what this means, that means someone personally challenged my ability to vote in that county and said they have proof that I hadn't lived there. But I have over 2.5 years of proof that I have been living in this county. Over the past few months.
Okay, well, you know, I guess maybe there's been a mass operation of maybe the Trump government or maybe the Texas government just scanning the list and questioning things so that people have to actively prove that they legitimately belong to the list. Ked's dad says it's almost like they talk to you like children. Oh yeah, and women do that on TikTok and they do that elsewhere too. It's and I remember the beginning days of YouTube, there were these ways of speaking that were truly like YouTube format. Those were the good days. I've never done this other than sarcastically. I've never done like changing my rhythm of speech to make clips and to make memeable content. But it was a thing at the beginning of YouTube. There were ways to speak where they were, and they were cutting their videos just like they do on TikTok these days. All of this meant to kind of trigger emotional responses, I guess, and emotional connection. It's hard to explain, but there was a way of speaking that took over the whole community. Manas says, did you watch the GOTUS vid somebody sent? No, I don't know what that is. I haven't seen this. Jordan Shashtel says, Tucker tells the president that he wants a private meeting. POTUS obliges him, but says no leaks. Tucker dials his friend and ideological ally Andrew Napolitano and tells him about what he will pitch to POTUS. Napolitano informs Russian state media of the meeting agenda. Okay, so, well, that's a theory, Jordan. But Jordan here is pointing to a Russian news agency that says Tucker Carlson trying to talk Trump out of war with Iran, according to U.S. expert. All right. Well, yeah, I do hope that Trump stays out of further Iran war. Manas says, the syringe guy, somebody linked you, X. I've gone down a rabbit hole looking into him. Okay, well, you're going to have to send me this through DM if you want me to comment on a future show. A former Norway PM attempts suicide after Epstein-linked raid. Corruption charges. Norway former Prime Minister Torbjørn Jagland was hospitalized a week ago after a failed suicide attempt, days after he was charged with gross corruption. after a police probe into his ties with the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. This is fascinating to me, how these stories, people are so late on these stories. Like, here you have basically a Norway operation of law enforcement that is happening for no other reason than the Epstein files were released in the US. So that's where you realize that very often police and medias, they just don't know what's going on in the world. Like, consider my story, for example. I've been saying since 2013, hey, you know what? Neuro TV has been funded by the Jeffrey Epstein Foundation. This is 2013. Those were public statements I was making in 2013. There are media outlets calling me this week in 2026 saying, do you have something to say about your appearance in the Epstein files? It's like, yeah, I had something to say 13 years ago. 13 years ago, bitch. I had something to say about it. Weren't you there? No, you weren't there. No, you weren't following my YouTube channel. It's like people are disconnected. They don't know. They don't know even the history of the internet. They're just noobs. And they're like, oh yeah, I'm going to make a story about JF because that just came out. Well, no, that came out 13 years ago. And I stated it. Now, this guy, a suicide attempt, he tries to go a la Jeffrey Epstein, basically killing himself in jail. Wow, bro, this is heavy. It's heavy that people are taking this so seriously. Epic Games says, I think he's talking about the guy that asked if you were familiar with Syringe Gotis on X and then linked a vid called A Woman's Purpose. Okay, well, I don't know if your chat got deleted, but I don't see this link. So as I said again, if you want me to pay attention to this, I don't know what that is. Just send me a DM on Discord or Twitter. The links are in the description below. Democrats will try not to act like children during Trump's State of the Union address. President Donald Trump will deliver his State of the Union address on Tuesday evening. So that's in 1 hour from now, approximately. Sit in the chamber with silent defiance or don't attend. Don't attend. That was the message that was sent to Democrats. Yeah, that was what I read and what led me to think they will be on their best behavior, because Hakeem Jeffrey from the internals of the Democrat Party is pulling the whip and he's saying we don't want these interventions and, you know, what the Democrats do, like a trans stands up and starts speaking over Trump, and then a Native American stands up and is frustrated at Trump and he gets kicked out by the sergeant at arms. That's always what's been happening. I think that the Democrats are going the new some way. They want a more professional, more normal message. And that will involve probably just respecting the speech of Trump and then leaving. Last news item for tonight. PayPal shares jump again after a large rival, Suter, revealed as Stripe. So the rumors are that Stripe would buy PayPal. Yeah, I think that PayPal has gone through various cycles in its history. I think it was a very innovative company at the beginning, as thought of by Elon Musk and his PayPal mafia. But then it became a very backward, very censoring company. And then it kind of endured. It endured. And yeah, probably there's a bigger... Stripe is taking over a lot of things. Stripe is basically becoming the payment processor of the internet. And they probably would gain in acquiring PayPal. I don't know to what extent PayPal still is a thing. I use it personally, but I don't know. The normies, have they adhered to PayPal? Do they have, is there a lot of money in PayPal? I don't know what's the status. But still, it's a very resilient company that has offered a direct way to, as far as I'm concerned, internationally, it's still the easiest way. Like most people will have PayPal as an option. When we want to send each other money, typically PayPal works. So it's a successful bank of the internet. And Stripe is extending its powers. Stripe started as a business-only thing, and it's still mostly what it is. But they have a huge grasp on payment processing on the internet. And they probably want to extend this to individuals and individual non-business use. So that is it for tonight, boys. Thank you for being with me. And you can relax for an hour and then watch Trump's State of the Union if you're interested. I don't even know if I will watch it. I might just put it in the background, but I don't expect anything exciting.